upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yo, what's going on, Winning Shot family? Listen, it's Herbie J, it's Hundo. You know we come to talk W with y'all. It's been a little minute since we've been on the podcast. That's my bad. I apologize. But a lot going on with Juneteenth and family birthdays and just, you know, had a little things here and there. But we back. We locked in this morning with y'all here at the Winning Shot podcast. There's a lot to catch up on. A lot has happened in the past couple weeks. Before we get started, Hundo, man, what's going on with you? How you doing, brother? And let's lock in.
I'm doing good, bro. Can't complain. Just working, staying out the way, man. Watching these games. Excited to get talking about it, man. How are you?
Man, I can't complain, brother, at all. Like I said, man, it's been pretty dope just the past couple weeks. Watching W, spending time with family, just relaxing. But let's get straight into that content, brother. I know we got a lot to get into, and it's a lot I want to discuss. It's a lot that's been in my heart since the last podcast, because when I got on the last podcast, I spilled my heart out about some teams and some things. And I didn't see any improvement. So I got to talk about it again. And maybe I can, you know, light a fire under some teams and some players I need to see better from. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the W podcast. Let's work. So the first thing I want to talk about is this, though. I got to give a shout out to two teams that I said at the beginning of this podcast year at the WC. I was like, yeah, these teams were at the bottom of the league. Don't expect a lot from them. And they continuously show me week after week that they got some dogs in them, in the organizations, in the GM rooms. They're making the right moves. They're playing the right kind of games. So I want to give a special shout out to the newest franchise in the W, the Golden State Valkyrie. Not only because are they a new franchise and they're coming out, they have a lot of fan support. I read a report the other day that talked about them being one of the top attended games day in and day out in the W. You know what I'm saying? And that's phenomenal for a brand new team that nobody knew anything about. So that shows a lot about what the W knew going into where they're getting their research and knowing what kind of what that city needed and knew the support that they would get. And it wasn't just fluff support, right? It's legit support from the fans. But it also speaks to, like I said, the organization and them winning games, right? It speaks to the players that are on the team and the heart that they have and not just feeling like they were second-class citizens and coming from these teams that kind of just were like, hey, like you're up for grabs, right, when they got drafted in that sub draft. But it really shows, like I said, that, I mean, this team could be legit, really could. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying winning championships very soon, but, I mean, they're 7-6 right now. They're over 500. You know what I'm saying? Their first season, and their teams have been established a long time in the W that are not – over 500, and we're gonna talk about y'all today too. Don't worry. But yeah, I really want to give a shout out to them. And then secondly, I want to talk about the Washington Mystics, another team that I said, hey, y'all gonna be poo poo water at the beginning of the season. I just didn't expect a lot, you know, coming in with a very young team. You know, a lot of rookies. So, you know, you had Citrone, you had Kiki, you drafted Amor all in the first round. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, y'all coming in with three rookies. You know, lost to everybody pretty much. All you had was really Brittany Sykes coming in back, you know what I'm saying? And the players that they had coming, I was like, yeah, I'm not really too worried about, you know, Shakira Austin and those kind of women doing their thing. But, I mean, once again, shows a lot about the heart that's on this team. Shows a lot about the characteristics of the city. Shows a lot about the organization, kind of knowing in regards to drafting, knowing who the players that they're drafting and kind of what the potential that they can bring in. And it's shown because once again, they're 7-8. Yeah, they're not over 500 at this current time, but once again, they have 7 wins and a lot of teams who are established in the W and have won championships and done these different things don't have that right now. So I want to give a quick shout out to them. Give me your thoughts on them, what you think about them.
Yeah, I think you made a good point with the Valkyries. When we're talking about, you know, WNBA expansion, they're the blueprint of how you want to, you know, lay the foundation of bringing in these new teams. They got backing from billionaire owners, housed with the Warriors, a great facility, great fan base, as you mentioned. They're selling out games, and they're winning games, and they're competing. A lot of these players just needed an opportunity, a bigger role to show what they can do at the WNBA level, and they're taking advantage of it. They're low-key in an interesting spot just looking ahead because I'm working on like a little article about the Valkyries in itself, but they have like 8 or 9 players that are going to be free agents. Like, it was just 1-year deals that they signed. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see looking forward. Like I mentioned before, this 2026 free agency class is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, they're doing good now, but like, how do they continue to build this team?
That's
going to be key. And like you said, like this is a golden opportunity. No pun intended. But like you talked about with the money.
Yeah.
$500 million valuations. They just put out the valuations yesterday of the WNBA franchises, and Golden State first. So when you look at something like that, that's big.
Yeah.
Talking about money being made for the league, you're talking about the CBA that's coming up. That's all big. Now, on the court, Kayla Thornton has been big.
Yeah.
Like I said, a bigger role, more minutes. And she's thriving in it. So it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to build this team. Natalie Nicasse has them playing hard. They're going to fight every game. They're going to defend. They're going to shoot threes.
Yep.
So hopefully they can keep it up. July's going to be a little tough for them. Their schedule does start to pick up in July.
True.
So we'll see if they continue to compete and play at this high of a level. Washington, like you said, we didn't expect them to be this good. Like you said, Sykes coming back, AE coming back, Shakira coming back, Steph Dawson coming back. But other than that, a lot of new faces. And once again, they play hard. And it seems like there's somebody different every night for them.
No, it really is.
It's not necessarily one player that you can key in on. You're like, yes, Sykes is the leader. And she's probably going to be doing everything for the team when she's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's definitely the number one option. But as we've seen early in the season, Kiki was hooping.
Yeah.
Now it's Shakira Austin's turn. Shakira just won Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
Yeah.
Like this past week, like I picked her up in fantasy. Like she's been balling, bro.
Yeah.
So shout out to Shakira, man. I didn't necessarily know how it was going to work with all the power forwards that they have with AE, Kiki, and Shakira, but they seem to be playing good together. It seems like they have good chemistry. Like I said, Shakira has now entered the starting lineup.
Yeah.
So she's playing alongside Kiki in the starting lineup. So they're going to keep fighting. And it's going to be interesting to see, like I said, if they can keep it up, similar to the Valkyries.
I'm looking at these stats, bro. Like, the Valkyries are leading the league in rebounds as a team. They're leading the 37 rebounds they're averaging a game. And the misses are 4 with 35.9. And it's just like, you know, like I said, bro, and also the Valkyrie are number 3 in the league in steals per game. Like you said, you just can't teach that kind of dog. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, I think, like you just mentioned a minute ago, with the free agency coming up at the end of this season, it's been really interesting because I'm pretty sure the Valkyrie have their own facility, if I'm not mistaken, right? Because I think that's going to be a draw for a lot of women. Money, obviously, going to be a big draw. The out in Cali, a big draw. So like you said, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how they move this offseason because they have the opportunity to build something great off of what they've already started in this foundation year.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner.
so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm actually super excited to see. Like I said, I wasn't expecting anything, much of anything this first year. But they're giving me, as a W fan, something to look forward to. And like you said, it's a blueprint and a measuring stick for these new teams like Toronto and
Portland.
You know what I'm saying? Coming in. So, like, if y'all can't measure up to this, are y'all worth the expansion? You know what I'm saying? And even for teams and cities looking for expansions, like, okay, if y'all don't have the fan base, if y'all don't have the support, that, you know, that kind of stuff, y'all don't have the opportunity to bring a facility to the city, like, those kind of things are going to be really important to these expansion teams, because, like, okay, this is what, like you said, the Valkyrie have really, like I said, set a precedent. And so, like, you have to kind of continue that, or people going to look at y'all strange. You know what I'm saying?
One thing with the new CBA that's coming up, and, you know, players, you know, finding their voice and speaking out, mm-hmm. like, that new facility part is big. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw somebody like Satu Sabali who decided to go to Phoenix because Phoenix has their own facility. Yeah. Yep. They have one of the best facilities. So when you're talking about what players need and what mm-hmm. players want, that's a big part of it. And mm-hmm. like you said, on the court, you can't teach that dog. So when you're talking about an expansion team, these are players who were probably role players on their previous team.
Not for real.
That's already an additional chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Of, okay, this team didn't give me, you know, the opportunity that I think I deserve. Now I'm going to go show y'all. So for these new expansion teams that's coming next year, Portland, Toronto, whoever's drafted to those teams, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. And that's extra fuel, that's extra motivation when you're mm-hmm. on the court playing against other top talent.
That's facts. Let me actually make a bold prediction. Could the Golden State Valkyrie be in a playoff contention and potentially even championship contention in the next 5 years? If they make the right moves and continue on the trajectory that they're currently on. Because like we just mentioned a minute ago, free agency, they have the draw in being in Cali. They got the money. They got the facility. So I feel like, let's assume that they bring in talent and can draft well, right? Because I think that draft was, my personal opinion, was a little shaky. But I think, I know we talked about, you know, that young lady that they first drafted in the first round, she decided to stay where she was. Mm-hmm. I think they brought in, they just brought in somebody,
Kaylin Chan, who they drafted in the third round.
So, I mean, like, with the addition of, you know, draftable players, because we obviously have draftable players each and every year now, too. And, you know, as we see these young women come out of college, they're going to be able to, I think they're going to be able to do some work there. So, with those factors, could you see the Valkyrie being a playoff and maybe a potential championship contending team in the next five seasons?
They could be. It's going to be interesting to see, like I said, how they build that team. Yeah. I will say that first round pick, I've been watching Eurobasket. They got the Eurobasket going on.
Yeah.
Hey, she been hooping for Lithuania. She got full package. She was looking like a vet out there. She only 19, bro.
She
can score from all three levels.
Yeah.
Rebound, facilitate. She do a little bit of everything, bro. Probably like similar to like a Paige Beckers, like think Paige. But like a little bit lower, not much lower, but like a little bit lower than Paige. But like she can do a little bit of everything. So whenever she decides to come over, probably next year, she'll probably be like the one or the two guard. Just depends on like who else they bring in. Right. But like you said, and like I said earlier, this team could look totally different. Next year, because everybody literally, I think they only have like three players on the contract.
Yeah.
After this season, everybody else is up to be a free agent. So if they choose to, you know, draft right and they bring in these players, I think Natalie Nicasse's identity and culture that she's building there is intact. I think people know, you know, how they play and how they want to play. So hopefully they're able to bring in those right players to fit her system, but they're definitely going to be a playoff team contending for a championship. I don't know because we got to, like I said, this free agency will tell me a lot. after this season, this free agency will tell me a lot, because a lot of teams are going to look either very different and truly be trying to compete, or a lot of teams might be sorry and, you know, waving the white flag. Yeah. I don't think Golden State is going to be one of those teams waving the white flag, but it's going to be interesting to see who they bring in to, you know, try to compete for that championship.
Yeah, that's true, brother. That's really true. I mean, I'm excited to see, honestly. Like I said, it's refreshing to see, like I said, the team come in and do those things. But let's move on to this, man. I want to talk. We talked about those teams doing really well, but we also got to speak on a lot of the teams is not doing well. And I want to save them. Now, yeah, let's save them for now, because I want to talk about the teams that are doing well to end off. So let's talk about, let's go into these teams that are below them, right? We got 13 teams in the W right now. The Valkyrie are number 6 in the league at 7-6, and Washington is number 8 at 7-8, right? And the right sandwich in between the middle of them is Indiana, currently at 7-7, 500 team. Now, they just got CC back in the past couple weeks. Past couple weeks, they've been since we off the pod. So let's talk about CC's return and what it meant to Indy. And then let's talk about their trajectory as they push through the rest of this season and kind of what's expected of them, right? Because we saw them play, we'll just start as recently as last night, right? And we saw AB had a career high game at 31 points. But then we saw Caitlin Clark had a season low, you know what I'm saying? And so tell me what you think about as you watch this Indiana team. And what do you feel like? Because coming into the season, I'm like, oh, yeah, Indiana's going to be one of the top teams in the league, should make playoffs easily, and should push at least past the first round and see, you know, what they can do past that point. Just with the way the team is going right now, there's been a lot going on, as we know, and we get ready to talk about with the Indiana Fever and just some debacle, some player scuffles, different things like that. So talk to me about kind of the state of Indiana, the Fever, and what you feel like they're going to do as they push towards the Commissioner's Cup, which they play in next week, and then the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, so CC's been back, what, the past week and a half?
At least
10, 11 days.
Yeah.
They've had, what, 5 games in that period? Mm-hmm. They're 3-2. But the last 3 games, Caitlin has been struggling shooting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that she's back. They definitely needed her.
Indeed.
Her presence on the court, you know, demands and commands a double team.
Yeah.
She opens up space for her other teammates.
Yeah.
Like you said, AB just had a career high. Kelsey Mitchell's been playing better as of late. But it just – and we've seen this with a number of teams. Like, you just don't know with them. Like, are they going to show up or are they not going to show up? And as you mentioned, it's a lot of noise surrounding this team.
Yeah.
Whether good or bad, right? So I think they'll be fine. Big picture wise, I think they'll be fine. If AB continues to play how she's been playing at a high level all season. Yeah. So shout out to AB for real. But they're going to need a little bit more, because CC and AB can't do it all. They need a consistent Kelsey Mitchell, who's capable, who we know is a bucket getter. She's an all-star.
Indeed.
But those three alone, somebody else has to step up when somebody is not scoring or, you know, producing how they can. If somebody out of those three are not producing, somebody else got to be able to step up.
That's true.
So who's that going to be?
That's true, brother. And I think that's my issue with them. It's like, okay, I know we got DB. I know we got Sid. I know y'all got, you know, and you got a bunch of role players, right? You got Natasha, you got Lexi, I don't really consider Sophie, you know, really a role player, but she's just been in the media a lot recently. We'll get into that in a second. But I mean, like you said, somebody got to step up, and who is that person going to be? Because you got a game where Caitlin last night has 6 points, 9 assists. It's like, okay, where's the rest of my scoring come from? Yes, they win that game. Don't get me wrong, yes, they win that game, but that's a huge credit, obviously, to AB's 31, right? So, I mean, if AB doesn't have 31 and you got Caitlin down, let's say AB has 18 and Caitlin got 6 to 10. It's like, okay, where are your points coming from? Like you said, is K. Mitch going to step up? Like, who else is, you know, capable of coming off the bench and putting a spark into the second group, right? So, like you said, in the grand scheme of things, I think that they'll be fine, especially with CC back healthy. She came back really strong. She came back with almost a triple-double. And the first night she came back, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I watched the game. I was like, yeah, CeCe's back. But after that, like I said, it's been kind of inconsistent. And that's my issue with CeCe right now. I was like, okay, you know, I think she hears the hype a lot of times about who she is and what she does for the league and all that stuff like that. And it's like, yes, you do. I agree that in Indiana, yes, you're needed very much so. And even in the league, I think CeCe's needed because just, you know, what she brings to the game and her play and her status. I think those things are needed. I mean, that can be argued, I mean, I'm sure, but I believe it and I see it, you know, game in and game out. But I need you to be that face, right? If people are, you know, painting you as to be that, be it. That's all I'm saying. You know, step into that role. And like I said, and not to say that she's clearly still hooping, right? Mm-hmm. But I just need it consistently enough to where in the playoffs come, you can't have 6 points. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Go ahead. And that's something that we see from the greats.
Yeah.
Like you look at somebody like a Fee.
Yeah.
Every night hooping.
Every night.
Asia, when she's out there every night hooping, like that's what you want to see, that consistency. But like you said, like her game is something that we probably haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like her ability to facilitate and her ability to score and shoot the ball at this level, especially in the WNBA, we haven't seen anything like this. Not so that's a good thing for her.
Yeah.
On those nights when she isn't scoring. So, like, she's able to stay on the court because she can facilitate.
Yeah.
She can create open looks, even if she is off.
Yeah.
It's still going to command a double team. If she comes off a screen, you're not just going to leave her wide open, regardless of how bad she's doing.
You cannot do that.
So, it's still going to open up opportunities for others.
Yeah.
And you mentioned DB, so I guess we could talk about her.
Yeah.
But, like, she doesn't want to be there anymore.
That's true.
So, she has said that. If they do decide to trade her or let her go, what are you bringing in? Because now you're losing. Yes, DB wasn't hooping at a very high level this season.
Yeah.
But she's still the third all-time leading scorer in the WNBA.
Not facts.
This is still somebody who can contribute, regardless of her being, you know, 37. And we expected more from her
indeed
this season, and she hasn't necessarily produced.
Yeah.
But like you said, who's going to step up? Who's going to step up? Outside of K. Mitch, outside of AB and CC, who else can consistently step up? Maybe it's Lexi Hall. She's shooting the three ball very good.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
outside of that, I mean, I'm not scared of nobody on this team beating me, outside of those three.
Not at all. And that's the thing. Like I said, if we're going to trade DB, I need something with decent return for it. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody that's going to give me some kind of production, right? Because like you said, when AB's tired, when CC, she can't run the whole 40. You know what I'm saying? So, like, okay, I'm looking at this roster. I'm like, I don't see it. I mean, you got a lot of women on the team. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, no disrespect to y'all women who are on this team. But, I mean, I just don't see it. Like I don't say, I got to see it consistently. So, I thought coming into the season, y'all built, you know, a good roster. But now looking at it as we in the season, it's like, okay, if CC and AB don't give me what I need, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I mean, you can say that about a lot of teams, honestly, but if the star players aren't hooping, you're not going to give you what you need. And we're seeing it, you know, and we're going to talk about some of these other star teams that's down here, that if the star players aren't hooping the way they need to, it gets kind of scary, right? So, like I said, at the end of the day, I mean, they're still number two in the league in regards to points per game, the eighth in rebounds per game, and seventh in assists per game. And I think that they will be higher in assists and points because CeCe's going to turn it back up again. Like you said, her facilitation and her scoring ability is top-notch. That's why she was number one overall pick last year. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not, you know, taking away that from her at all. And, of course, AB, like I said, is on a tear right now. And she's showing why she is the number two, you know, leading, you know, vote-getter in All-Star right now. We'll get into that a little bit later on, too. But, I mean, they were two number one overall picks back-to-back years. And they're showing why. They're showing why. Yeah. So it's like, you know, India's a great base. And I think they're another city next year as we look into free agency, right? Do people want to come and play with these two young women? Because I think that's the basis and the catalyst of this team, and it will be for years to come, you know, as long as the money's there. So
now, one thing I do want to point out, though, and we got to talk about it.
Okay.
Do you think that the CC fan base can affect players, you know, wanting to come there? I mean, So, for example, right? Mm-hmm. You got DeWanna Bonner now saying that she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
You got Sid Colson, who's there, kind of like as like a, you know, a trophy, who was on the Aces, you know, previous seasons, and now she's probably expected a bigger role in Indiana. She's getting some minutes.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, when stuff pop off, when stuff happen, like, are you riding with your teammate?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
I think it's going to have to be, and that's a real question. That's a real question. So I'm going to give you a real answer. The real answer is this, Hundo. I mean, I think that the CC fan base has rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And that's no fault to CC. Unfortunately, it's just the fan base that happens to follow her, right? And she can't necessarily control that. Right, she can't control like the fan base that follows her. She's gonna control what, you know, the play that she has on the court. And so when you look at, you know, those fans, like I definitely think they can affect who comes to Indy. You have to look at the city as a whole, though, right? In the same breath, and say, okay, who are we as a city? You know what I'm saying? And are we drawing in the right people? I mean, like I said, outside of I think DB be gone. Obviously, I think Sid will be gone. What other African Americans, you know, hoopers are we gonna get like to pair with AB, right? Is AB gonna be able to draw some people in? Because that's what it really gonna have to boil down to. Like, AB's gonna have to do a lot of vouching for CC's character and her fan base, like, right? Because is she getting hate from CC fan base when she don't hoop as well? Like oh da da da, right? So I think that's gonna play a part in it too. So I think between the two of them, it's gonna have to be a lot of conversation of okay, how can we? Because I see y'all are the franchise, essentially. You know, it's the truth. So it's like, okay, how do we bring in people that are able to fit into this culture? They're going to be draft players. We're going to have to draft better, right, with the people that we bring in. Because I think, obviously, that's the way they got AB and CC. Because it seems like free agency-wise, the people that are coming in, it's not necessarily a culture fit. Or they fit the culture, but they just not don't play well, right? So like, I'm looking at like a Sophie Cunningham or Lexi Hull. Yeah, they fit the culture of Indiana, but they're not hooping at the best level. Or they're getting in fights, and it's like, your detriment to the team versus the help, right? So it's like, okay, what are we really portraying here as an organization? So yeah, I definitely think to answer your question in short, yes, they're going to play, CC's fans are going to definitely play a part into who comes into Indy as a free agency. So we'll pray that front office can draft well, because that's the only way they're going to be able to, you know, build a championship roster. Because I don't know how many free agencies, I would never see a BG going to Indiana. Right, and I'm using her because I'm thinking like a big, right? I think the Indy has AB, but if they had another big, AB would be crazy dominant, right? Because he has AB opportunity to move down to the four, and she her 6'5" running the four, and having somebody bigger than her coming down and playing the five, like it'd be crazy. But I don't know. I don't see like superstar caliber players really going there, to my personal opinion, right? Now some people could say I want to play with CC. But going to deal with that fan base, I don't know. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see. Like you said, like bringing in the right players to try to build a championship competing team. And we thought that they were doing that with the moves that they were making, right, you know, this offseason. Uh-huh. But now we see, like, if DeWanna Bonner's not there and she was going to be a big piece of what they're trying to build, or what we thought they were going to be trying to build, you know, this year, if she's gone, I don't know. Natasha Howard, who they also brought in, she hasn't been the best in her role. So it's like, how do you balance, you know, bringing in talented players and bringing in people that can help you, you know, compete for a championship? Because that's the ultimate goal. You have, you know, one of the faces of the league on your team, one of the superstars of the league on your team, you want to build around that person and build a championship roster. So I don't know if there's anything that, you know, can be done for the fan base or, you know, regarding the fan base, not necessarily for the fan base, but regarding the fan base to get them to, you know, kind of like relax a little bit and just let the hoopers hoop. But we going to see, man. We going to see because, like I said, the ultimate goal is to win a championship. And if they aren't competing for a championship, one, does CC decide to stay?
Yeah.
And two, like I said, who do they bring in? They already changed the coach. They got Stephanie White in there.
Yeah.
So what direction do you go in if you continue to, you know, come up short? And it's early in it. Like, this is only year two for CC. So
okay, right now they're not letting her leave Indy. They're gonna throw a bag at her. She's not leaving Indy, bro. I'm gonna say they love her too much there. I'm gonna keep it a band. Like, she's and this is a bold prediction, not really prediction. This is a bold statement, but I believe it to be a true statement. They would let AB walk before they let CC walk.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. So, and you see what AB's doing, and what she's been consistent doing. You know what I'm saying? So they would definitely let her walk before they'd be like, oh, CC, no, you're never leaving here. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, no, I don't foresee CC. You talk about CC leaving, yeah, never. Mm-mm. She might finish off her career, Andy, because I don't think they're gonna let her go nowhere, bro. Let me run down these sorry teams real quick, and then I'm gonna end off on a positive note today because I want to start my day great. Let's start a day of greatness. So we got the Aces at 6-7, Chicago at 4-10, LA at 4-11, Dallas got 4 wins, 4-12, and then Connecticut at 2-12. Any thoughts on these teams, and are you seeing any signs of life? I know we're 14, 15 games in, right? And as we push for, I think it's what, 480 something, 44 games in the season. So we're like a fourth of the way, almost, yeah, about a fourth of the way through the season, a little bit plus farther. Do you see any signs of life for a team like Vegas or Chicago? Because I don't really have any faith in LA, Dallas, or Connecticut. So I'm not going to ask you about them. So I'm going to ask you really about Chicago and Vegas. Are there signs of life where these teams could make a push the rest of this season as we get to, you know, All-Star break, giving you time to get reset in the next month or so? I see Angel Reese, you know, kind of turning it up, you know, game by game. Camila Cardoza has been, you know, hooping as well. And I'm looking at Vegas. I'm like, okay. I know Asia had been out for a couple games with a concussion, right? You know, I saw Jules, you know, hooping a little bit, you know, scoring some. And so, shout out Point Guard, shout out Jackie, obviously, as well. So, tell me, do you think those two teams have enough right now to turn it around to maybe make a push towards getting the playoffs?
Yeah, I think the Aces have enough to, you know, turning around and getting that playoff conversation. But will they do it is the question.
Yeah.
They got all the talent in the world. Mm-hmm. One of the best players if not the best player in the game, and Asia Wilson. She's back now. But I recently made a video about Vegas, but like they gotta get it done on the defensive end.
Yeah.
It starts on the defensive end. Like, you have to be able to protect the paint. Whether that's them making additional moves, mm-hmm. or, you know, going small and putting Asia at the five. Like, we saw them put Asia at the five in previous seasons.
Yeah.
As you all know, I think Kia Stokes is a liability on the court, on either end. So Aaliyah Nye might be getting some more minutes. Great shooter, versatile defender, a little bit smaller than Stokes. And like I said, Asia would probably have to be at the five. So I'm interested to see how that works out. And then on the offensive end, Point Guard and Asia, y'all got to take care of the ball. Like, y'all can't be turning the ball over like this. Like, both of them are at near career highs in turnovers per game.
My Lord.
So they got to take care of the ball and be able to run their offense efficiently and get some layups, man. They got to get some layups, man. Stop shooting mid-range and stop – Breeze, get to the hole, man.
Yeah. I agree with you, brother. I've been trying to keep with the Aces as much as I can. It's just been a disheartening year for them, man. A disheartening year for me as a fan. It's like, okay, I've seen you win championships. And to see this downfall has been hurt. It's hurting to see it. It's hurting to see it. Like, they're not in top five in any categories as a team right now. They're actually towards 10.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
You know, it's like y'all been mid. And it shows us with your record at 6-7. Y'all been pretty mid as a team. You know, and we talk about this all the time. I mean, Asia's been hurt, obviously. So, you know, she's coming back off injury and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, talked about this a minute ago. Who's going to step up, man? Who steps up in the absence? Who really takes the reins and says, you know what? Our leader's hurt. Let me lock in a little bit more. right, and drop some more points or facilitate or bring the team together. Like, play team ball. It's okay if somebody, if your leader's down, but y'all playing team ball, y'all can still win. That's the thing, right? Yeah. I think sometimes people lose their identity when their leader's not there. And I'm like, dang, like, I understand it, but it's all just also at the same time, like, okay, somebody has to kind of take that role and, like, say, hey, I want to bring the team together. Let's have a team dinner. Let's discuss how we can come together as a team and win some games. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's not.
Yeah.
I get it. Some teams really just not built to, you know, do anything without their leader, right? But I don't think the Aces are like that. Like, yes, don't get me wrong. Do they need Asia Wilson? Heck yeah. For sure, without a shadow of a doubt. I'm never going to tell you they don't need Asia Wilson. What I can tell you is, as a unit, with the rest of the players on their team, like, they can compete and win some games. Like, it's some teams in WWE that's just not good. Like, y'all can win some games without Asia. Y'all could really beat Connecticut without Asia. Y'all shouldn't be in competition with the Valkyrie, you know what I'm saying, or teams like this, like, just because Asia hurt. Like I said, and y'all are blowing teams out? No. But y'all can win a game, for sure. I believe that, personally, because y'all have the talent. Y'all have, once again, you have Jewel Loy, who was one of the leaders in scoring last year. You got the point guard. You got Jackie. Y'all have people that can score. You know what I'm saying? That's what you, as long as you can score, get the ball in the hoop, that's part of the game, is it not? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let's make something shape with that. So I'm expecting a turnaround quickly. Mm-hmm. I need things to shift quickly. In the words.
And they got a big win against the Fever the other day. So
yeah.
Hopefully
for sure.
That can get them on track.
Yeah.
They got the Sun, Mystics, and Mercury coming up, their next three games. Yeah. So they should be able to at least get two of those games.
Yeah.
We're going to see, though. We're going to see.
And same thing with Chicago, man. Like, I'm looking at them. They're not top five or anything either. And I thought usually, at least with rebounds, they top five and something. But they're not even top five in rebounds this year. So, and that's surprising for me because I mean, they're six. They're right there behind New York. But usually with Angel and Cardozo, I'm expecting y'all to be easily top five. Easily. Every year, y'all should be top five with Asia. Angel and Camilla. So, now Chicago's a different case for me because they ain't got the point guards right now. So, when it comes to facilitation, it's like, dang, like, how do y'all get the ball to Camilla and Angel? You know what I'm saying? They can't bring it up themselves and expect also, you know, be, you know, run and get boards. So, it's like, what happens in those kind of situations? And can they really turn it around enough to make playoffs or make a push at the end of the season? So I'd be more intrigued to kind of watch that and see how that looks for them. Mm-hmm.
I will say with Chicago, and we talked about it in previous episodes, but like playing through the bigs, and you just talked about it a little bit. Something that we've seen more is Angel Reese with the ball in her hands and facilitating.
Yeah.
10 days ago, she had triple double.
Yep.
She had 5 assists after that, 4 assists, 6 assists after that. So we've seen her with the ball in her hands a little bit more. And that big between her and Cardoza, that's something that we've seen, you know, at USC, where, you know, Chloe Kitts is passing it down to Fagan, or Fagan is passing it down to Chloe Kitts. So maybe they can translate that in the W between those two. Like I said, like we've said before, like playing through those two is going to be the key.
It is the key indeed.
And we see it. Like last night, Cardoza had 18. I mean, Angel had 18 and 17.
Nah,
6 assists, 4 steals. Like, bro, she was doing everything, bro. Yeah. And they won the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know Cardoza is going to be out with Amiri Cup coming up. She'll be playing with Brazil. Mm-hmm. But when she comes back, it's like, yo, we got to continue playing through Cardoza and Reese.
Yeah.
Will they turn it around and get in the playoffs? I don't know. But at least it's giving you, you know, we have these two pieces that we can continue to build around.
No, that's facts, brother. I agree with that wholeheartedly, man. I'm excited to see a turnaround. Like I said, with Angel averaging, 12 and 12 pretty much essentially, which is, you know, high praise for her, right? I mean, I talked about her a few weeks ago kind of hoarding. She actually went ahead and trademarked that rebounds, me-bounds, she-bounds, me-bounds, right? And so marketing strategy was phenomenal, but also she's been backing it up with the play. I can't even lie and say she began more rebounds. I mean, 18, whether it's rebounds or rebounds, I mean, 18 is a lot of boards. You know what I'm saying? That's a copious amount of boards. So, yeah. I mean, hey, keep getting after Andrew. I mean, I love what I'm seeing from you as an individual, but also for me, sometimes you talked about this a minute ago with CeCe leaving Indy. Does Angel leave, you know, Chicago and go somewhere where she can, you know, win? You know what I'm saying? And her contract could be up for what, next year, year after next? Mm-hmm. Was it like 3-year contracts as rookies in the W? Was it 4? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So
soon it'll be coming up.
Yeah. Sometime soon, it's like, okay, does Angel go to, I don't know, would she go to Vegas and pair it with Asia Wilson and run a two big system there, right? Like, that would be interesting for me to see, because I'm like, okay, you got somewhere that's established and stuff like that. Like, do you leave and go try to win somewhere else? Mm-hmm. Those kind of things that in my mind excite my mind. It's like, dang, like, she could do that. Because right now, it doesn't seem like they're bringing in the talent to, like, assist her and Camilla, you know, the way they need it. Or did she stay with Camilla and create a, you know, try to create people bringing coming to Chicago? I don't know. So I'm intrigued to see how that kind of pans out in the next year or two. I don't necessarily think she has to stay with Camilla. I think she could go somewhere with another big that's solidified already in the league. Like I said, like an Asia Wilson. Now, she's not going to go nowhere, I don't think, by herself. I don't think so. I don't think she'll go nowhere by herself where she couldn't get any help. Again, she's one of those players I could see in the next year or two with the right thing going to Golden State, right? And pairing up and being a big out there. And once again, got a facility, got money. Now, once again, Chicago's in the process of trying to get a facility and trying to get these things together. I think she likes Chicago right now, right? But she from Baltimore. I don't see her going to the Mystics. I see her. I mean, she's played in Louisiana, so she's clearly not afraid to move. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think people go where that money is, and you go where your marketability makes sense for you. Cali would be a very marketable place for Angel Reese. I mean, just like I said, I'm just throwing out some, you know, theories and things that could potentially happen, but it's interesting to see.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Is like for her specifically, Angel specifically, mm-hmm. is the marketing. Mm-hmm. Right, like she's not going to go to Connecticut.
No,
and Connecticut's in the process of like selling their team, so maybe they're relocating soon. Yeah, but like she's probably not going to Atlanta. Like she's going to a big market team, bro. Like it's going to be like New York, yeah. LA.
Yeah,
it's going to be one of these like premier type teams.
Yeah, indeed, agreed.
And like you said, like we haven't seen it yet to where she can be like that number one star type, run the mm-hmm. offense through type player.
Mm-hmm.
But she could definitely be, you know, second option on a championship type team.
Yeah.
And like you said, like similar to CC, like if Chicago isn't putting the pieces in place to, you know, compete for a championship and win a championship, like at some point, like the vibes of the city, like at some point she's going to want to win. So it's like, where can I go and put myself in a better position to not only win, but also be in a marketable, you know, situation?
Yeah, that's facts, bro. That's facts. We got 40 minutes. Yeah, let's talk about this, too, because I want to talk about these winners, too, before we get off here for the morning. We got Minnesota still leading the league at 12-2, New York 10-3, Phoenix 11-4. And then Atlanta 10-5, and then I would have talked about Seattle, but they just lost last night. What did they lose? Yeah, they lost. Yeah. Said 96. So I mean, they top five. I got to talk about what they top five in the league. Those five teams, right? We talked about all of them pretty much being here. Pretty much, I think the only one is like we didn't necessarily have a inkling about, or not inkling. We didn't know how they were going to come out. Was Phoenix. In those top five, my personal opinion, and Seattle. So I didn't know if we had them in the middle of the pack versus kind of top five, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong. We can go back and always
check. Same with Atlanta too. I know I had Atlanta.
I think I had Atlanta higher just because of the players that they brought in this offseason, but I didn't have them. You're right. I didn't have them top five. That's true. So like I said, those last three teams, because we can talk about Minnesota and New York in a minute. With Phoenix, with Satu hooping, with Kai coming back, and she's been playing limited minutes, but she's still been getting hers when she is here. And then, of course, AT. Still going to be AT. I think she's leading the league in assists, I'm pretty sure. And, I mean, she's almost averaging a – let me see. Let me put – I don't want to give y'all no false numbers. I want to speak real truth. Real truth. Shout out to Killer Lloyd. Want to speak real truth. Hey, Miss Thomas is. Shout out to the. Actually, if y'all don't have the WNBA downloaded on your phone, download the WNBA app. It brings you all the things that you need when it comes to
W. And tap in with the league pass. Go ahead and copy the league pass. A lot of the games be on there.
And another thing about this league pass, bro, it's not expensive. You got 40 something games in the season. The league pass is like $35. So you're paying less than $1 per game.
Yeah.
And you're watching multiple, you can watch multiple games. Hundo will tell you firsthand, he multi views on his laptop. I can't do it. You can't do it on your cell phone. Boy, your laptop, so you can't multi view. This is free promo for the W, so y'all need to pay us. but shout out to W app. As I bring up his AT stats with 14.7 boards, 8 assists, he's almost averaging a triple double. I mean, it's MVP type numbers. I mean, now, granted, we know AT, she's been doing this for years. This isn't new for her. She's true to this, not new to it, right? I mean, once again, like I said, with her in duo with Satu, we got Phoenix at 11-4, right? And let me ask you this. Being that they're number 3 in the league right now with their 11-4 record, Kai's back, and she's working her way back into kind of playing every game. I've seen her, like, play every other game at this current moment. Mm-hmm. We talked about other teams kind of pushing towards that playoff push. Where do you see Phoenix as we get – I think they would definitely make the playoffs. Are they going to be able to make a push in the playoffs?
Hey, I'll tell you this. So I'm working on another article, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their coach, Nate Tibbetts, he got a chance to be coach of the year, bro. They brought in 10 new players. And like you said, bro, they're third, bro, in the standings.
Third in the standings.
They just knocked off. They just beat, the Liberty the other day, right?
Yeah.
They just beat the Liberty the other day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, they definitely have a chance, you know, if healthy. I always say that because we know Satu is capable of getting hurt.
Hey.
We know AT has missed games, and we know Kai just came back.
If
everybody's healthy, they definitely have a shot to compete for a championship.
Do I hear the hate here? Like... It's just a disclaimer. It's still hate for Satu. That's what it is.
It's a disclaimer. Nah, Satu's been hooping. Shout out to Satu. She's definitely been proving me wrong.
Yeah.
But she still has to stay healthy. Like you said, we're only a third or a fourth of the way through the season. Hey, we haven't even made the All-Star break yet, bro.
Yo.
Hey. Yeah. If she keeps it up, if she stays healthy,
yeah.
Health has been a problem in her career. You can look at her stats, look at the numbers, and see how many games she's played. She's probably only played one or two healthy seasons.
Hey.
Really?
Right now, she's been healthy the whole season. And
she has.
Balling.
She has. But balling. How many games have they played? 14. How many games is in the season? 44.
So she got 30 more games to go. So
to keep hooping, to keep dominating.
Okay. Let me ask you this then, because I know the other night she started kind of slowing into the game.
She did, and I texted you. She only had like 3 points.
Yeah,
that was against the Liberty.
Yeah,
that was that game against the Liberty. She had like 3 points going into the last quarter.
And she wound up turning it up. She wound up ending that game with 15, 9 boards, and a steal in that game.
Yeah.
So, Satu, please keep Hundo quiet. I appreciate you. The Liberty, not Liberty, see, the Phoenix has won the last 5 straight.
Yeah.
They haven't lost a game since, that's not even showing me past the last 5 right now. But they won the last 5 straight, and they beat quality teams, like you said. Chicago, the Liberty, obviously Connecticut sucks, Dallas sucks, and then, you know, they beat Vegas, too. So, I mean... If Satu stays on this trajectory, what award is she winning at the end of the year? I know it won't be MVP because Feast is just hooping out of her mind. But what award is she winning? She got to win something, clearly. At this rate, at this time, what award do you think she's winning?
I don't know, bro. Like, I don't think she'll get an award. Listen. So I'm gonna say this. I think she could be like an all WNBA type, you know, player. She could be on one of those teams. for all WNBA. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's something. It's not necessarily a trophy or anything to be like, oh, yo, I won this award. But
All-Star?
Because, huh?
All-Star?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, she's definitely an All-Star. She should be.
Is it could she win a Most Improved again? Or no?
See, I don't think she should, me personally, because, and I'm working on an article about this.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla Thornton, she's been hooping, bro. I think Kayla Thornton has a strong case for Most Improved, and that would be my vote as of right now for Most Improved. But like, yes, Taku has been hooping and playing at a high level, but if you look at her numbers from last year, like, it's nothing like too crazy. Like, she averaged 19, 8 yeah. rebounds last year. She only played 15 games in the second half of the season, but she averaged 17 points, 6 rebounds. So her numbers aren't necessarily, you know, crazy. The year before that, she averaged 18 and 8. So that's not necessarily an improvement.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. She's winning.
Yeah, she is. But like, I don't think when you look at Most Improved, and also you got to factor this in too. She's on a different team.
That's what I'm saying. She's a new team where her stars weren't always healthy. She at one point, like I told you a minute ago, she's doing it by herself.
She was.
And she was out, and Kyle was out. He had no big three.
But when you look at Most Improved, it's not necessarily like your team record or your team success. They're looking at your numbers. So like when you look at Kayla Thornton's numbers, like she's averaging what? Let me pull it up. Let me make sure I'm being accurate here.
We're gonna go accurate for
last year with the Liberty, she was playing. Here we go. Last year with the Liberty, she played 40 games. She started 11 of them. She played 20 minutes. She averaged 5 points,
mm-hmm.
2 rebounds. This year with the Valkyries, she's played in 13 games, playing 30 minutes. She's averaging 15 points and 7 rebounds.
Mm.
That's a 10-point jump.
Yeah.
That's 10 minutes more and 5 more rebounds. Like, that's a strong case when you're talking about Most Improved. Now, granted, like I said, like, she needed the opportunity. And she's getting the opportunity. So, and like you said, the Valkyries are winning too.
Yeah.
Like, nobody expected them to be, you know, this good. So if they keep it up and she keeps it up, I think she has a real strong case for Most Improved.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if Satu will necessarily, like I said, get an award, but she should be an all WNBA type player the way that she's playing right now.
Okay. Okay. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Like I said, I wasn't expecting you to say, oh, she won MVP. That would have been ludicrous. But I just wanted to see kind of what kind of respect we could get out of you for Satu. And I'm cool with all WNBA. I'm cool with All-Star. Those would mean a great achievement for her to have for the year. I mean, she's, like I said, she's been hooping out of her mind as of right now.
And like I said, I think their coach are getting an award too.
Oh, for sure.
I think he has a chance, opportunity to get coach of the year because I don't think anybody – expected them to be, you know, third, beating and competing with the top two teams.
Yeah, not as facts. So let's keep it up, Phoenix. I'm watching. I love what I'm seeing from y'all. My fantasy team loves it. I have all of y'all big three on my fantasy team right now. So keep Kai, AT, and Satu in the game, all game, every game. I love it. But up, 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 what we're done is there? Yeah. Hey, McDonald's, we need that sponsorship. Yeah, so I know last we want to talk about, you know, New York and Minnesota. Tell me your thoughts on obviously the top two teams in the league. You know, LA. I keep saying LA. New York has lost some games recently, kind of showing some vulnerability. How do you think that plays into kind of what teams are thinking as they push towards this, you know, All-Star break and get into the second half of the season with New York? And then even with Minnesota, I know they've faced some injuries recently. You know, what's the outlook in, as they push into the All-Star break as well?
Yeah, I think both of those teams have to get healthy. John Quayle has missed some games. Mm-hmm. That's a big piece of what they have.
Yeah.
Sabrina been out with a neck injury. That's a big part of what they have.
Yeah.
So New York has to get healthy. And so does Minnesota, because without Fee,
yeah,
yo, they were struggling to score last night.
Nah,
like, I gotta go back and look, but like they didn't have a lot of points last night against Washington. They scored 64 points against Washington last night. Like Caleb McBride wasn't shooting the ball like that. Alonis Smith had a good game, but like other than that, like nobody was doing anything.
Let me ask you, does that speak more to Washington or does that speak more to the loss of Fee?
I will say that Washington plays hard. And that was without Sykes. Sykes didn't play last night. But I think when you look at the Lynx, Fee is a big part. She's an MVP candidate. One, if not the best player in the league right now, like the level that she's playing at. And a lot of the offense and, you know, defense runs through her.
Yeah.
So when you're missing that, you know, 20, 25 points per game, as you can see, I mean, yeah, they lost, and they only lost by four, but if Fee is playing, they win that game.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I think that's a bigger piece of it. And we've seen them struggle without Fee. I mean, yes, they were still winning, but they were struggling without Fee in previous games.
Yeah.
So they either hope Fee gets healthy or, you know, hope somebody can step up and step in her place, not necessarily do what she does, but like we need some offense because 64 points is not winning the game.
Not gonna cut it. Not gonna cut it at all. Not gonna cut it at all, man. Let's park the car here, man. We talked about being kind of dabbling in it all night, all morning rather. The All-Star voting, All-Star break, All-Star, you know, game. Talk to me about, we had the first list of kind of just like the top, what, 20 people, I think, who are like leading in voting. Let me see if I can find that list right now. I don't think I have it on top of my head. Let's see if I can find it in the chat real quick. I think somebody sent it.
Yeah, check the group. I'm sure somebody sent it. Scroll up a little bit.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know the first returns was Caitlin was one, he was two, AB was three, Asia Wilson was four, Stewie was five, Paige was six, Kelsey Mitchell seven, Sabrina eight, nine was Lexi Hall, 10 was Kiki. That was the top 10 at least.
What surprises do you have? So I got it right here, actually. You can send it to you again. You got it.
You can send it in on me.
Okay, let me send it here real quick. I'm looking at this list. I want to know what surprises you see here on your side, because I got some surprises. I'm like, that's interesting for me.
Go
ahead.
And it's the fan vote.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, people going to vote for who they like. It's not the all-in being.
Oh, for sure.
Like, oh, these people going to be, you know, all-stars.
Yeah.
Because the media and the players still have to vote. And that's the other half of it. But, you know, I mean, shoot. I don't know. I expected these two players to be a little bit higher, Alicia Gray and Ryan. I expected them to be a little bit higher. But like I said, it's the fan vote. So if people aren't voting necessarily for them, I mean, the true hoopers know that these two have been hooping at a very high level.
Indeed.
Even you look at, you know, somebody like a Satu.
Yeah.
I expected her to be a little bit higher. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Indiana, as we talked about with that fan base, like,
yeah,
and we saw it last year, like, they vote for their players, like, regardless
Indeed. And that's one thing I can say. They definitely vote for their players. They definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know what the incentive they got going on in Indiana right now if you vote for the FIFA, but they win it when it comes to their team voting because they got one, two, three.
Bro, the whole starting five. Yeah,
whole five in the top 25. Oh, sorry, top 25.
Yeah.
Crazy work. Yeah. And, yes, it's some kind of incentive going on in you right now. I don't know if y'all giving out free chicken. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm trying to think what's the staple food in India. I haven't been to India.
Corn. I don't even know. I ain't never been.
I'm trying to think what's the staple. I don't have it. What y'all known for out there? Dang. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Hey, yeah. I will say this, man. And I sent this to the group. If Lexi Hall is on that court for anything during All-Star Weekend, other than the three-point contest,
yeah,
bruh,
bogus.
I'm gonna be sick of y'all, bruh.
Bogus.
I'm gonna be disappointed in y'all, bruh. The only thing she need to be participating in is the three-point contest.
Yeah.
She better not be in that All-Star game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That seeing her at 11, I'm sorry, she was at 9 on this list. She's a guy from Zion. Above Kiki, above Kelsey, above Satu, above Angel, above JJ, above Mama D, above AT, above Ryan. Yeah, that's two people that you're above. I'm gonna say that right now. So let me make this claim. And let's make this not plea. Let's make an ask of the fans of the Winning Shot Podcast. I need all of you to please put in your votes, cast them, and cast them logically. Cast them based upon what you're seeing. Don't just cast them based upon name, because even some of the stars have not been necessarily playing up to their stardom. So let's look at statistics. Let's look at the game as a whole in its totality. And let's put the women that deserve to be in contention of All-Star votes in contention of All-Star votes. Poor exemplar. I might say that wrong. For example, Andrew Reese. At the beginning of this, I said, yeah, I'm not voting for Andrew Reese in All-Star. But recently, Andrew been getting straight to it. So you know what I had to do in the past couple days? Change my votes and add Andrew Reese in there. Change my votes and add AB back in there. And I should have had her in there from the jump, but I had some tough choices I had to make. Obviously, I had to add in, you know, AT and Satu. And it's like, yes, it is hard. It is super hard to, you know, make some choices when it comes to this. But let's make sure we're doing the right thing. Well, Spike Lee said, Hundo, do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to that All-Star voting. It's needed, man. These women are, you know, obviously Caitlin's going to be there, regardless of what she does. I mean, Caitlin, there's nothing we can do to stop Caitlin from getting there. Now, don't get me wrong. She deserves to be there, I think, again this year. Her and AB. So, I mean, let's make sure that we get the rest of these women who deserve to be there to be there. I think there's a lot of women hooping this year. Like Hundo mentioned, I think Kayla Thornton deserves to be an All-Star this year. So let's make sure the women who deserve to be there are there as the fans. Now, yes, our vote does count, but let's make it count. I know that the media has to vote and the players got to vote, but with the voice we have, let's use it wisely. This country has an issue sometimes with using our voice, but not wisely. Let's make sure we use our voice wisely when it comes to these voting here for the W. I'm off my soapbox. I'm actually, if there's anything else you want to cover, Hundo, when it comes to
this. Hey, one last thing. And I know we talked about this, you know, a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
But, hey, that Rookie of the Year race is heating up. I told you, Paige coming. And as we've seen, Kiki has slowed down a little bit.
Hold on. Hold
Kiki
on.
Has slowed down a little bit.
Hold on. Kiki, did they just play each other tonight? If I'm not mistaken, let me pull up the stats. Hold on. Back to my stat bag real quick.
She wasn't even, Kiki wasn't even the best player on her team that night.
And she wasn't, but she was still like top two in scoring.
Hey, and Paige was right there.
In fact, I'm pulling up the stats right now. Hold on. Oh, that's, thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Okay. In the game, which they won, by the way. Which they won, by the way.
Thank you, Sonya Citron.
Oh, brother. Everybody has no respect for Kiki, bro.
Hey, there we go. Paige forced overtime.
Yeah, she did. Paige
forced overtime.
And Kiki scored overtime, too. And she got a board overtime. Ended up that game with 19, 7, and 6. And 5 steals.
Okay.
Crazy numbers, huh? I mean, like, come on, bro.
And Paige had 29 and 7.
Hold on. She was efficient. 7 for 12 from the field.
I would hope so. She's big.
It's a lot of business, not efficient, and we know that.
Hey.
Now so don't do that. Don't talk about she's big. All the bigs are efficient.
Hey, they should be though. Should they not?
Yes, they should.
They,
not?
They should be. That's what I'm saying. That's my point exactly. They should be efficient.
Oh my gosh. All I'm saying is, Kiki, keep doing your thing. You every day you get an all-star vote for me. Every day I'm like, Kiki, click. You should be an all-star this year, girl. As a rookie, you should be an all-star. Yes, ma'am. You're doing your thing out in Washington. And like I said, you continue just to hoop for me. I mean, you're just cooking with grease, man. Getting them boards, getting assists, she had 5 steals. 5 as a big. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for playing defense.
Oh, brother. Hey, you. I'm back in the comments. We're gonna do a poll this week. We got to. I gotta see who your current, and maybe we'll wait a little bit because till Commissioner's Cup. But me and Hunter, we have this conversation for the past 2 episodes. Who y'all got in your rookie of the year voting? And we also gotta add in, I mean, as a close third, Citrone gotta be in there.
I told you. Yeah.
So, you know, I saw Kiki above Citrone because I think Kiki just been hooping out of her mind. But between Paige and Kiki, man, what y'all say? What say ye? What say ye, winning shot family? Let us know in the comments. We're going to put that out this week for sure. Who y'all got currently y'all rookie of the year? And I got a feeling what the fans, based upon y'all all-star voting, I got a feeling who y'all going to pick. But let me get some real W fandom in here and talk to me about. We're going to put it all on the platforms, man. I want to see what y'all got to say about this. We're not going to know who's better, but we are going to do who gets your vote right now for rookie of the year. Hey,
6-8, 8-6, 9-6. It's not rookie of the year type numbers, man. That's not.
We talked about this last time. Because I'm about to pull up page numbers right now, actually.
Please do. Look at the game log, too. Hooping.
Here we go.
Here we go.
People want to talk about how you spell her last name? Is it BU? Yeah, I'm a BE.
Yeah, 12-5-4, 29-7, 21-2-7, 24-2 with 4 steals, 16-5. Come on, man.
K1's 3 of the last 5, 12, 20, 21, 20, 16, 5, 9, 2, 4, 4, 7, 7, 2, 5.
She leading rookies in scoring, bro. And I'm pretty sure assists.
I mean, thanks for being a point guard. I mean, you touched about every possession. You should. Thank you. Yeah. But he said that like that. So like she like the 5. Like she's the 1, bro. Thank you. Leading the league. Thank you for leading rookies in assists as the 1. What you said a minute ago? She should be. You touched the ball in possession. You should be facilitating. Thank you. You're doing your job. Thank you for doing your job.
You got a point. Okay, I can't even say that to that. You're right.
Oh, man. But no, man, it's a super close race. And what I hate, though, is that I got a feeling. I mean, if she continues on the trajectory, unfortunately for Kiki, she's going to win rookie of the year. But it's like, dang, Kiki's put a crazy season together as a rookie. And once again, like my argument has been, she didn't come into the season as the 1, the 2. Even though she didn't come into the season as the 3rd option in scoring. And she's doing this. So that's my whole thing. It's like,
brother froze. What happened? I think we lost John, y'all. But yeah, man. Definitely a close race. Gonna be interesting to see. It's gonna come down to the wire. Who wins? But yeah, man, rookie of the year, MVP, all-star. It's all coming up. We gonna see, man. Stay tapped in. With the content, man. I think we got him back. Let's see. You back, brother?
I don't know what that. I'm pretty sure my guy had to delete some stuff from my iPad here in a minute.
that boy sound like Colin.
Yeah, it must be a storage issue. But yeah, I'll come back to it. I think Kiki doing a wonderful job, young lady. Keep doing your thing. We appreciate y'all here at the One Shot Podcast. Honey, you got anything else, man? I done threw my whole game off.
Nah, that's it, brother.
Yeah, so like I said, we appreciate your support the Money Shot Podcast. We appreciate y'all interacting with the TikTok, the IG, the YouTube, all of it, man. We appreciate all the support. Continue. Oh, hey, we hit 100 subscribers. I think, I don't know if Hunter and Colin talked about that recently. We hit 100 plus subscribers on YouTube. Thank y'all so, so, so much. We'll be back with Colin, and we're going to do a special episode for y'all, man. Just talking about how the journey of how we got here and all the good things like that and what we want to continue to do here on the One Shot platform. Give y'all our vision and things like that. We appreciate all the love and support, man. Like I said, the interactions on TikTok have been really hilarious to me when we put these things up. We've had a couple posts go viral. And so, man, just seeing the support, seeing the debates, seeing people kind of get behind their teams or whatever the case may be, man, it's what we started this page for. So we're going to continue putting on the content because we're seeing the growth. We're seeing the support. We're seeing the love. And so we thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. And we're just going to do what we can do to impact the sports community and to continue to keep the money flowing where it should be flowing. And prayerfully, one day we'll be able to monetize off of this as well and get to what we need to as well in the sports world. But we can only do it with y'all help. So we appreciate what y'all already done. And we can ask y'all for y'all continued support and validation. It's the One Shot Podcast. We look forward to seeing y'all at the next appointed time. And we can't wait to put out some more content for y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Maybe peace. Maybe we're not done yet.